This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick tells me all about the fun I missed at beer camp while I was in St. Louis checking out the Midwest Belgian Brew Fest at the Moto Museum. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And every week on Chicago Beer Pass, we're talking about events that we went to, events that are coming up that are alcohol related. And to go along with that, we're drinking alcohol.
We are most certainly drinking.
We have a big bottle today. Usually we just pick up like a six pack and, you know, make it through that 12 ounce, no problem. But today we have a big bottle of Maya from Unani.
Yeah, so Unani's like French or something, right? It means like 1 year in some other language, right? we suck with deciphering other languages on this show, man. Every time it gets us. Yeah, man, so this is a Belgian IPA, man, a 7.6%, man. They're right down the street, man. They're right down the street from Goose Island.
Right, yeah. So, not far from where we're recording. Small place, but I know they got room to grow, and, you know, they're always building out new stuff. And you see their beers all over the place now, especially in the stores. It's even at Costco.
So. Oh, wow. That's a score for them, because they're, like, barely, like, what, 2 years old, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they. I ran into Jerry at the closing ceremony for in West Loop,
okay.
And he was saying how you know they come in the big format, their bottles, really nice bottles, right? Almost like wine bottles, like, and he's like, but they're going with a smaller format pretty soon.
Oh, really? Okay,
like,
cool.
It's not 12 ounces though. It's like a traditional old world format,
like a 16 bottle or something. Yeah, something like that. Okay.
Yeah, like so, but yeah, I like their stuff, man. This is a Belgian IPA. It's you know, a little biscuity, right? But it's still got like the big, bright orange, spicy flavor too.
Mm-hmm. This bottle was heavily carbonated when we opened it up.
We had to let it sit for a little bit.
Yeah, glass was almost mostly foam, but
it reminds you of a Belgian double with, like, you know, that sweetness, that pear sweetness. Mm-hmm. But definitely, it's like a hoppy Belgian double. Basically, that's what it reminds me of.
Well, it's nice, and I'm sure we'll make it through this bottle if we can do it.
That's good stuff.
And let's get into this week. We both went to a couple of fun events.
Yeah, man. So I reached out to Brad because I was like, dude, there's an event on Sunday. Maybe Brad will come party, man.
Right.
But Brad was already out of town.
No, I went Saturday to the Midwest Belgian Beer Fest.
And this is down in
St. Louis.
In St. Louis.
Right. So not a Chicago event, but everyone from Chicago was there.
It's super close. What, you're in the car for what, like maybe 3.5, 4 hours, something
right,
like that?
Right, yeah. Maeve and I took the Metra out there in the morning because Ken had to go down Friday with Goose Island.
Okay.
And then we were hitching a ride with him back. And yeah, this was an awesome fest. It was the third year of it and the first year that it was not at Perennial. So it's put on by Perennial and Side Project.
Yeah.
And this year it was at the Moto Museum, which was a motorcycle museum. And they had all kinds of old motorcycles in there. You could take pictures, but you couldn't get on any of them, ride them around or anything like that. But I'm surprised that it's always surprising when they let people that are drinking into a museum.
Right, especially when, like, you know, it's not like in this one section in the museum, like you're actually in the museum where there's like artifacts and you can actually like browse it as if you were just there visiting anyway, yeah. Right?
And I don't know, this fest was really cool. I think it's growing into almost what a FOBAB was before.
Okay.
FOBAB kind of took off because everybody wants to like have their beers there if they're a Belgian inspired brewery. So you had Goose Island, you had Haymarket, you had the Samoth guys, Wiseacre, Davin's brewery out in Nashville. You had Off Color there. Penrose. So it's like, I just felt like I was in Chicago, just in a different, like, it's like I had never been to this place before, but I know everyone here. Even PK was there.
It's
for some
like Chicago
reason.
South. Yeah, you know, there's an event, the Oak Park Fest, a couple years ago. I had a buddy who was there. We talked, and he mentioned this Midwest Fest for the first time to me. And okay. It's always been on my radar. It always sounded like a really cool kind of exclusive kind of event.
Yeah.
You know, as far as like being awesome, but a lot of people locally didn't know about it, but it was like really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's the impression I got because people I know were like going down there. So
yeah, it was a great turnout. It wasn't too bad that you couldn't like get a beer or anything. I think Side Project and Hills Farmstead had long lines until they ran out of beer. Those were like the two that everyone was going crazy over. So I didn't have those. I just kind of wandered around and chatted with everyone and had some great stuff. Stuff from Wiseacre was good. They're canon beers now, so they had like some of their IPA, which is Belgian themed. But some fun stuff there. And I think there was like 40 or 50 breweries, so you had a lot of different options.
Now, did you get to explore St. Louis a little bit? Because I've been to St. Louis, but I was a kid, so I haven't been as a beer city. I haven't hit St. Louis yet.
So the fest was from 1 to 5. So we had some time afterwards. We went to Urban Chestnut, which was right around down the street from the Moto Museum. So we walked over there and had a couple beers there. Then we went to a cocktail bar, had a couple more drinks. So, you know, it's a bad idea when you go to a beer fest and then you continue drinking afterwards.
Like it's such like, an accessible beer it's event. Like,
what was I thinking? Next day was not good, but I wasn't driving, so it was a plus.
Right on, man.
But I definitely recommend that fest if you're thinking about going down to St. Louis or if you're in St. Louis. I think it's St. Louis Craft Beer Week right now, and that event kind of kicked it off. So, you know, good times.
Yeah, and it's not that far, man. Missouri borders Illinois, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's right there. But then, so Sunday, then I couldn't make it back in time for beer camp.
Yeah, man. Sierra Nevada Beer Camp, man. It was at Navy Pier.
Okay.
So we never go to Navy Pier for parties. Cider Summit was there.
Right.
But that's in the winter. But, you know, it's weird. Navy Pier is a weird space. It's a straight-up tourist trap. So even when you get to the entrance of Navy Pier, you still have to walk like another 10, 15 minutes, or just 15 minutes for me. Maybe I'm slow. But it's like at the back of the pier. We're like in Lake Michigan.
Right.
It's like super far. But once you get back there, it's in the Grand Ballroom. So I was kind of wondering what it would look like. You know, like is it indoors? Is it going to be under the Ferris wheel? Like what is it going to be like?
Sure.
And it was in the Grand Ballroom. I think 5,000 was capacity. I think they sold 3,500 tickets.
Okay.
So it was nice and roomy. I mean, as roomy as you can be around almost 4,000 people. Yeah.
But Grand Ballroom, it really just feels like an empty warehouse.
It's just a really big warehouse with a dome ceiling and lights and a stage. But other than that, it's just a really big space.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they had most of the breweries indoors, and then some were lined outside. It was nice. It was because, like, the breweries that were lined outside were still covered.
Okay.
So it was kind of like this open air, kind of indoor, outdoor patio kind of thing.
Oh, neat. Okay.
And then the food trucks were, like, outside beyond that, like right in front of the water, right before you hit the water.
Okay.
So, it was cool, man. The coolest part for me was that Ken Grossman, who's the founder of Sierra Nevada, was actually pouring Sierra Nevada IPA.
Really?
I mean, imagine going to like a Goose event and seeing like John Hall behind a tap. You know,
right?
It was a really cool scene. You know, and then
you would think he'd get nothing done. Everyone would be talking to him and want to ask questions.
That's what we did. I mean, and I kind of felt bad for him. Like, man, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but he's like, no, don't worry. And I'm like, so have you been doing all these tours? Because there's like six of them or something, six of these parties. He's like, yeah, we've been on the bus. We've been doing them all.
Wow.
You know, so that was cool. And then, there was a lot of out-of-market breweries that were scheduled to appear, like New Glarus and Russian River.
Okay.
But I don't think they showed up. I didn't see them at all. But Cigar City was there.
Nice.
Which was cool. They were pouring a couple of beers, and they blew like super quick, and then they were gone.
Okay.
But it was great, man, because I think what they did was invited like just about every brewery in Illinois, and then I think they invited like all the breweries in the Midwest, I think.
Okay.
You know, so.
Because this was their only Midwest stop, right?
Right. Okay. So there's they're making like a road trip from Chico, California, all the way to North Carolina. And then they're throwing parties along the way. It's like a really cool concept.
No, that's
so awesome. When you first walk in, right, all 12 of their beers from the Beer Camp beer series are on tap. So the Ninkasi one, that's the first beer I had on the day. It was, I think it was called like Vanilla Latte. So they put like 40 pounds of cold pressed coffee in it. And that was really good. And so was the Pilsner that they did with Torpedo Pilsner, they call it, with Firestone Walker.
Okay. Do they bottle that one?
This is the
I feel like that one's been bottled though before. The Torpedo.
Torpedo is a beer called Torpedo from Sierra Nevada.
Yeah, but you're this was a different
one. That's cuz that's an IPA. This is the this is the Torpedo Pilsner from
Confusing.
Yeah. So it was good, man. It was a really cool event, and I almost forgot that I was in Navy Pier.
All right, that's good.
You know. So I think that was the takeaway from that. Like, man, like we really utilized a space that people who live here never go to, but it's pretty fucking kick ass for a party.
And then like everybody was there, right? I was seeing pictures in the car ride up and everyone talking about this event. And it seemed
It was like,
if you weren't there, you were missing out.
And then there was a band, and then there's like this perfect 79 degree day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if it was cool because like, the food trucks were all outside where the music was. Okay. But if you didn't want to go outside, you know, they were pumping the music through the speaker system indoors as well.
Oh, cool.
I had fun with Hot Vine, those guys out in Plainfield.
Oh, yeah.
Or Plainfield or Aurora. One of the two, right? So they had a Belgian triple that they ran through a Randall, and the Randall had cranberries and raisins in it.
Oh, interesting.
That was cool. Okay. Middlebrow had a raspberry brown. That was good. Kind of like that raspberry brown that Atlas had a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
But the guys who I really think stole the show were probably Upland from Indiana. They're in Bloomington, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
So every half hour, they were pouring a beer from a bottle. They would pour Dark Synth, and then after that, they would pour, I think it's called Light Synth.
Okay.
So these are two blended sours. They used collaborations with New Belgium.
Okay.
Yeah, and people were going nuts because it's a bottle. So you have this frenzy, and everyone's like pointing their glass like to holding this guy. It up.
They went in on that.
It was cool. So
They were at the Midwest Belgian Beer Fest too, and they had something from a bottle that they shared with some people, and I had a taste, and it was kind of too sour.
And I think, it was like very tart, right?
Yeah, I think we ended up cutting it with some Jillian too.
Jillian, man. I could go for a Jillian right now.
But Upland, man, they make good stuff.
Yeah. So it was good, man. I thought the way they decided to release theirs every other half hour was kind of unique, and it created a frenzy around their booth.
Awesome.
And so that's why it stuck out.
Okay.
But yeah, this was a really good party. They ran out of food, which kind of sucked.
Was the food free, or would you have to pay for
No,
the food
so trip? if you got a ticket, you had to, the food trucks, you had to go around. Oh, wait, I take that back. No, they give you a handful of tickets.
Okay.
So you get like one item at the food truck with the amount they gave you.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was good.
Neat.
That was a good party.
And so are those the only things we did?
Damn, that's it.
The whole week we only went to two things? I guess so. Maybe we'll have to change that this week as we chat about some of these upcoming events. Because we started talking and we're like, oh, there's not that much. And then we're like, oh, this one and this one. And
then it just started adding up.
It's kind of full.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
So Wednesday, July 30th. Man, July's over. This is the end of July. There's a Forbidden Root beer cocktail event at Small Bar Division.
I'm all about beer cocktails, man. All
right. You get two liquors you love. You know. So this is a special beer cocktails featuring Forbidden Root's Sublime Ginger Wit.
So they've got like three beers they started with. I know the one that a lot of people were going nuts over was
the root beer one.
The
right?
root beer one.
Yeah.
And there's the Sublime Ginger one because they use like baby ginger. And their whole thing is that they're putting like all these, or it's almost like a group where they're putting all these or these herbs in a lot of their beers in small amounts because, you know, that one, the Sublime Wit, is like a 3.5% beer.
Yeah.
But it's got a lot of flavor for 3.5%.
So I can see the ginger going well with a lot of different cocktails. Oh, definitely worth checking out over at Small Bar Division. Also Wednesday at Sheffield's, Founders is releasing a new beer. I think it's called Dissenter.
So this is probably part of their Backstage series.
Yeah, this is the 10th one in the Backstage series.
This is the never-ending Backstage series.
Right, yeah. What's your limit on this?
I'm waiting on an all Backstage party at this point.
Oh, there we go. Maybe they're just working on putting 12, and then they can do a 12-pack like the Sierra Nevada.
Like the beer camp.
Yeah, the Backstage 12-pack. But this is an Imperial IPA. It's going to be a release party at Sheffield's. Not bad in summertime, so hanging out on the patio over at Sheffield's or the garden space, Always love that.
It's kind of like three bars in one. Sheffield's is great. Mm-hmm. You got the main bar. You go to the back. There's beer school. And then you got the patio.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then you get food, too. So
they smoke their own meat,
it's
man.
A good night there. then Thursday, what do we got?
All right, so on Thursday, the Chicago Brew Bus. You know, the number one question on the Chicago Brew Bus is, when are we going to Five Rabbit? When are we going to Lagunitas?
It's not where's the bathroom?
No. That's the number three. Okay. That's in the top ten. People, I'm like, dude, no, this isn't like the bus you take to the casino.
Okay.
Like, no, it's not the kind of bus. You need to hold it. We'll be there in 10 minutes. You need to hold it. So Chicago Brew Bus is introducing a new route, and they're going to usually the routes are in the city, and they're about 10 minutes apart. So they're going to the suburbs. Okay. So this is the first Chicago Brew Bus route to the burbs. This is going to the south burbs. This is on a Thursday night, Thursday the 31st, and you got four breweries here. Buckle Down, Slapshot, and Five Rabbit. Oh, but nice. Then once you get to Slapshot, you can also try beers from Bucket List Brewing, which is the Brew Bus Brewery.
Okay.
So, yeah, this all – the bus leaves from Beer Bistro at 6 o'clock, Beer Bistro North, the one on Fullerton.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we're headed southwest, man.
So will this be every Thursday?
We'll see. I mean, this is a pilot run. You know, people were asking about it, so we're going to see how it works. And it's the first time we've scheduled a tour after work, like almost like a happy hour kind of after work kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the price is dropped. Usually it's $59. This will be like $45.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long does it take to get to Buckle Down?
We're going to find out.
Okay.
First stop's going to be Five Rabbit.
Okay.
So, because they close the earliest. So we'll go Five Rabbit, Buckle Down, and then we'll end everything at Slapshot.
Okay.
Yeah, because then you get to try like two breweries at Slapshot.
All right.
So, yeah. So it's going to meet at Beer Bistro. It's that'll be a good time. I'm kind of excited. Yeah, we're going to just invite people out to come party.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, I've been wanting to make it down to Buckle Down, so I feel like
this I've never been.
Good excuse to check out them. They're making great beer, so...
Should come out, man. If you're bored, man, you should come out.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, but also Thursday is the Mambacue meeting.
Yeah, man.
So I feel like I might go to that, but I have a feeling I'll probably just drink at home. But I should go to this because it's at Ale Syndicate.
Right, and Ale Syndicate's brand new, man. This is like their first public event as far as I know.
Yeah.
And they're hosting Mambacue for their monthly meeting. So, you know, they're going to be grilling. They made a beer for Mambacue. It's like a big, bright summer beer with like limes in it and citra.
Okay.
So.
And yeah, so I feel like you can go to the Mambacue meeting. I'm not sure you can look at their website and the event if you have to bring food or bring beer or it's a paid event. Not totally sure on that. But yeah, Mambacue meetings are always fun. You're having some great food. So it's worth checking out and you get a preview or a look at Ale Syndicate.
And I'm going to be studying how they cook because I don't really cook that well. I warm things up very well.
Well, they have that cookbook out, so.
They do.
Yeah.
So that's all on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got anything Friday?
Well, it's also Lollapalooza this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah, all weekend long, man.
So that's going on. So I'm sure a lot of people maybe listening to the show might be busy with that. So have fun out there. We're not going to talk about it like Pitchfork because I don't know if there's beer there. There's probably beer.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be some beer there.
But yeah, I don't have anything Friday.
All right. So we'll jump right into Saturday. There's at least three events on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the Highwood Craft Beer Festival up in Highwood, Illinois. It's right off the Union Pacific North Line. This is a metro stop. It's Everett's Park up in Highwood, Illinois. So that's up by Ravinia.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like kind of up there, like near Highland Park.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is a noon to 4:30 event. They got 40 breweries, and there's going to be music and food, and a lot of people from Chicago, a lot of breweries based in Chicago,
yeah,
are going to be up there pouring. So
okay, also in the suburbs, different, more west, is the Wheaton Brew Fest, and I think many people may know this as the Wheaton Ale Fest, right?
They're calling this
the fourth annual Wheaton Brew Fest.
That's interesting.
But it's the first Wheaton Brew Fest, but fourth Wheaton Beer Fest.
Right. So this is a wacky story, right? So like it's the Weed Nail Fest. This is the fourth year it's been there, but you know, we know Kurt. We've been to Kurt's events.
Yeah.
Kurt Foreman does events like you know, Munster and Great Lakes, and he does all these parties, and he did the Wheat Nail Fest at one point. But then the city of Wheaton decided that, you know, oh, what we're gonna do is just take this idea and we're gonna turn it on its side, and Kurt, you're no longer in it, and then we're just gonna do the event. But then we're going to hire somebody who doesn't cost as much money.
Right.
And we're so just going to.
We get more money.
So that we can keep all the goddamn money. Right? That's kind of what they're doing. And then they're. Okay. And, you know, whatever. But you can't call it the fourth nothing. You know what I mean?
Right. No, this is the first one.
You can't call it the fourth anything. Yeah. That's funny.
But that'll be in Wheaton, Illinois. It's WheatonBrewFest.com. It's from 1 to 4:30, so similar time to the other Suburban Brew Fest, and yeah, tickets are like $45, I think.
Yeah.
And if you like the other ones, I'm sure this is just as good. I'm sure it'll probably feel about the same.
Yeah. Last time I went, it was at the oldest park in Wheaton, which is like, you know, the grandfather of the people who founded Wheaton, and
this is Memorial Park.
That
which
one.
Is probably yeah.
It's cool. The very first Wheaton Ale Fest was on a cobblestone street, and it was wacky because like it was sunny, super hot, and the cops had like pistols on them, and you know, it was just weird.
Okay.
But then they moved it to this park which had a lot of trees and shade, and it was just a lot more
less
awesome.
Guns
and yeah. not as many guns. I think they need to figure it out. Like, we're not, you know, craft beer people aren't those kind of people.
Get it out of the street and remove the guns, and we have a good fest.
One of my favorite images, not my favorite, but the most memorable image was like I'm crossing the intersection, and there's like three kids, like, and their mom, and this cop with his hand on his gun. And I'm like,
wow.
Where were we at a beer event? Like, it was weird.
Okay.
But we, you know, I think this will be different.
And then, what, back in the city at Goose Island Wrigley is the 15th. Anniversary of Goose Island Wrigley, and this is a benefit event as well. So the proceeds of the event go to benefit Gordon Bearson, former Goose Island brewer John. I'm gonna mess this up because there's lots of Z's and W's in this name. Wisekowitz.
Yeah, we should have just called
John
him
Dub.
John.
Yeah, John Dub.
Should have called him John Dubs.
This is his son, who. You know, childhood brain cancer, and so rough. But, you know, so the money's going for a good cause, and lots of good breweries there. It'll be Revolution, Temperance, Atlas, Penrose, Perennial, Salamoth, Illuminated Brew Works, which I've seen their name before. I haven't had anything from them.
Yeah, I had them at Beer Hoptacular.
And they'll be roasting a pig.
Yeah, it's the 15th anniversary, man. VIP for this event is sold out. But the general admission tickets are still available. It's going to be a good time. And then Goose has a Bourbon County list that's actually pretty ridiculous.
Right. So they got Rare, Templeton Rye, Buffalo Trace, Backyard Rye, Barley Wine, the 2013 just regular stout, and then the Proprietors, which is the coconut one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Proprietors coconut. And they got Bourbon County Rare apparently still.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, if... PK and Doug
can fucking shotgun it. Then
yeah, apparently they can share it with some other people too for yeah. a good cause.
Yeah. So this is the 15th anniversary, and it's a benefit for Bodie. So yeah, it's Bodie. It's a former brewer at Goose. His son was diagnosed with some form of brain cancer. So so they're donating the money to that cause.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And then one more thing on Saturday, okay. You came across another. Barbecue kind of event, right?
We're at the peak. August 2nd weekend is becoming like the peak of like all the cool stuff.
Okay.
Right?
All right. I'll take that. I like that.
So this is Old Irving. They're doing a barbecue and beer challenge. So this is a benefit for St. Violators, which is a parish and a school. So it sounds like it might be a Catholic school maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. So
The saint gives it away.
So this is the first annual beer and barbecue challenge. So it's a $60 ticket. 100% of the proceeds go to the school, and all the brewers are making barbecue, and you, the people, get to judge who wins.
Awesome. Man, so two, like, charity, good cause events on Saturday, and two beer fests in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Right? All right. Not bad. Not a bad Saturday. I think I'll probably make it. I'm going to make it to the Goose Island event. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that should be good. Then one more thing before we get out of here. Monday, I feel like we're booking this with two different small bar division events. We got the Forbidden Root thing on Wednesday, and then Monday, August 4th, is a Salamoth pop-up tap room. And so we went to the Penrose pop-up tap room not too long ago. And so they're doing these like almost like once a month or every other week. They're having like a kind of mini tap takeover of a brewery.
Yeah.
So this time it's Salamoth.
I like the concept, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, especially like Penrose and Salamoth, you know.
Yeah, these breweries that people in the city can't make it to. Yeah, it's kind of nice. You can go there and try these beers you may not get to have or haven't seen around town because not every bar is carrying all these breweries. And so there's, I think, four feature drafts for all of August, and then they'll also be tapping some other beers. And that's all I have.
Woo!
Well, should we head on out of here? Let's still have some more Maya to drink, so.
Let's finish off Maya.
All right.
And then let's get out of here.
How can people get in touch with you?
I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And then I'm on Twitter, it's at BRad. And then Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. And then chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. There's links to iTunes and Stitcher. You know, subscribe, leave us a review. We love reading those and seeing those. And then Facebook page, / Chicago Beer Pass. We post photos, you know, just fun stuff. And other events we come across that we just can't mention here. So many. And there may be, there's some smaller events too we share on there as well that you know, you need to check out.
That's true.
So like us up there. And that'll do it. I think this is episode 42. We're coming up on a year of Chicago Beer Pass. It's getting crazy.
The fastest year of my life. On that note, let's continue drinking.
Take care.
Cheers.